why is it that Tosfos never bothered? Why did the Gemara never ask the question until now about how do you figure out whether this Tam? Chaim, was that you? Was that your observation? Was it Ben's? So Tosfos says something very interesting, and it appears not to be a significant Tosfos, but it's actually very important. I'll explain why in a second. Tosfos writes, Avo Basar B'chala, this is not one of the Tosfos I asked you to look at carefully. I hope that you maybe saw it, but Avo Basar B'chala Man Toim Leis. So Tosfos asks a question, V'chadlo Paracha Mas Nisan, the Yerash Nisbasha B'gid Anash Man Toim Leim, Yishum D'Misharina Leik Basar B'lefes. In other words, the Kasha is not asked, Rava didn't ask the question on our Mishnah, because the Mishnah gives you a way of determining no Saint Tam. But in the case of the Braisa of Truma Levasha Bachulin or Bisho Babasa Levasha Bachalav, so in that case, in the case of Basar Bachalav, how could anybody possibly taste it? So why didn't Rava ask that Kasha in the Mishnah? How would you know by the Gid Anasha if it's been Osein Tam, who's going to taste it? So Tosfos says, they didn't ask because the Mishnah says, Kibasar Balapas, Awa Kasha, Damas Nisan, Parakalabasar, the Tipas, Chalashanef, Lachatikas Basar, Mishbin, Osein Tam. So the Mishnah Kalabasar, and the truth is, there are 100 other Mishnahs in Shas that Rava could have been bothered by. So why, V'chena Mas Nisan, the Parak Basar, the Mesachas of Adazara, Yayin, Bemayim, Mayim, Yayim, and Osein Tam. Why did Rava not ask the question there? Why was he so bothered by this one Brisa? This one Brisa of Kedera Shabisho, Babasar, Levasha, Bachalab. Then Bishel ben Osein Tam. So why was he bothered by this one brisa? There were so many mishnayos he could have been troubled by. So Tosfos says, "Ve'yishlomar the hasam kal l'shayer b'shishim." On those cases when you have a taroves of iser v'heta or a real taroves, it's very easy to it's potentially easy to determine whether or not you have shishim, whether or not you have shishim, because you know sort of how much fell in. However, Aval Hacha in Kalishire Masha Balua Bekitera Ela Ayede Teima. The only way to determine, it's hard to take a volumetric measurement, and therefore he thought that that there must be. In other words, how would you actually figure it out in this case? Now, it's a very Mitzias or Balabatish Chiluk that Tosfos is drawing. Right? Is there any Lumdus involved in here? No. It's a very practical question. However, it may not be such a practical question. Those of you who learned the tour on Siman Sadi Ches are aware, and I didn't look where this Ramban is. It might be here, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. Are aware of the Shita of the Ramban that when do we rely upon a Kfela? It's actually quoted in the Ran here. When are you allowed to use a Kfela? Firstly, what was Rashi Shita? Some of you will know. I mean, what is Rashi Shita? When do you use a Kfela?
Only when he has
no other option. He doesn't know.
And you have Bakalot Shishim.
Only when you have Shishim already. So if you want to know that despite the Shishim, whether or not it's no Saint Tom, so Rashi on the bottom of Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph says that you Kfela is only after you have Shishim. And the other Rishonim say that that's ridiculous, because the whole purpose of a Kfela seems to be Mekel. You can rely upon a Kfela. So the Ramban says that's only true when you have Tam or Shel Iser, not when you have Mamash. In other words, not when you have Mamash or Shel Iser. Meaning, if you have a piece of treif meat that falls into this soup, and then it cooks there, and then you remove the piece of treif meat, so what's left in the soup? Tam Shabasa or Mamash or Shabasa? Tam Shabasa. So the Ramban says there, even if you don't have Shishim, connected the meat, you're allowed to rely upon the guy. But if the meat dissolved and got mixed up, and you know how much there was, and you know there wasn't shishim, the Ramban says you're not allowed, you can't be semich upon the tasting of a guy. Why should that be so? I think the answer is, and again, I have to check the Ramban, now, by the way, there is a parallel chiluk. Anyone know where the parallel chiluk between Tam and Mamasho is? You sort of do. Tam ki ikar, the Ran Shita, right, which we will see. The Ran says that the whole machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, of Tam ki ikar, is only when it's just Tam. If it's a Mamasho and it never gets pulled out, then everybody agrees Tam ki ikar is the Raisis. The Ran is problematic, but that's the position the Ran puts forth. In the Ramban, in the very same way, says you don't rely upon Te'imas Kfela. Why is that so? Can anyone think as to how the Ramban might have, where he might have come to that from? Well, I'll give you a hint. Context of my raising this issue should tell you. What is Tosus's point? Tosus makes a balabatish chilek, metzias chilek. Where, in what case does the Gemara say that you can do to ima? What's the case? See, this is the danger of abstracting and forgetting the original case law. I know. Mimbishe nomino, but, Jonathan? What's that? No. That's not where the... Where does Rava say Samchina Kfela?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Well, two cases. First, talk about Rabbi Yochanan's case. And Rabbi Yochanan's case probably would appear to be Tam. And then the Brisa, and what made me think about Sraman is Tosos. Tosos notes on a Metzias level that it's much harder to know whether you have Shishim if it's only Tam as opposed to Ikar. But the Ramban could very well, and that's why I haven't checked the Ramban. I have to look at the original. It's not in the Beis Yosef. You don't have any indication one way or the other. The whole point is that this Gemara, including the Brisa, Kedera Shabisho Avasa Levasha Bachalav and Bisho Banos and Tam. What are we talking about here? We're not talking about Tam Mamash Shal Basar. You mix Basar B'chalav together where you keep Rosh Hashishim. You cooked milk in a fleshik pot. All you have is the Tam. So at least whatever the Svara might be, the Makor for the Ramban's din could very well be the fact that the only time Rava ever invokes Kvela is in the context of Tam, not in the context of Mamash. Okay. Anyway. Other Rishonim, we don't paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch. To the best of my reading of the Shulchan Aruch, we don't really care. We always were, Ashkenazim don't use a kfela ever. But in principle, in Medina, we would rely upon a kfela for the Mechaber, even in a situation when you had Mamash or Shel Isser. Okay? Now, there is a nafgamina for us in theory. What's the nafgamina? Even though the Ramah says we never use a kfela, there is a nafgamina in this discussion. See, if you believe that the Ramban is correct, that you can't be somech on Te'ima when you're dealing with Mamasho Shel Isser, it's only when you're dealing with Tam. So we, many of the Shach Paskins, and we may very well hold this way, that you're allowed to taste things. Well, how do you taste things? You would taste things in the following case. I think I probably spoke about this in your day. If I cook pasta in a fleshik pot, which is a benyomo pot, so what's the din ordinarily we say? That you're not allowed to eat that pasta with milchiks if it's a benyomo pot. Okay, Svardim hold differently, Ashkenazim. But according to the Shach, he doesn't. I don't know if he speaks about it specifically in this case. What could you do? You could taste the pasta, and if you don't taste, because we only don't rely upon kfela, the Shach. It's not that we don't rely upon te'ima, and so we don't use a goy anymore for whatever reason, but we do rely upon te'ima. So I could taste the pasta, and if I don't taste fleshiks. So then I could eat it with milk. But if you hold like the Ramban, and you hold this distinction, that then is still true. But that's only if I cooked my pasta in a fleshik pot. What if a little bit of meat fell into my pasta? And I want to taste it now to determine. It got mixed up, you know, my pasta's probably not a good example. But if the sampar of substance got mixed up, and now I want to taste it to determine whether or not there's taste. And let's say I don't know that there was shishim. It might very well be there wasn't shishim, but perhaps I'm not going to taste the meat anyway. So I want to know whether or not this is fleshik. So according to the Ramban, couldn't do it. You might not be able to do it because we only rely. We would only rely upon te'ima when you're dealing with tam or shel iser, not with mamash or shel iser. When you have less than shishim and the mamash of the iser is still mixed up, so then it might be that you don't rely upon te'ima. Okay. The Torah quotes it from the Ramban. The Ran says it with respect to Tam Kikar. I won't be surprised if he quotes it. The Ran, by the way, is a big time, I'll put in quotes, plagiarist. I mentioned this to a couple of you. The Ran, when you read, draws heavily, in some cases, not quoting. Ran, if you've ever learned Ran, any significant part, you know that the Ran constantly quotes Rashi without citation. It's like, because it's just basically a perush. He's explaining the riff, and since the riff is generally the Gemara, mostly, so that's very standard. But even here, you'll see materially quotes in the Rashba. He doesn't even cite it. Once upon a time, it was fashionable and even laudable, perhaps, to plagiarize, but not anymore. Whatever, that's something that has changed. It wasn't plagiarism once. Plagiarism is a pejorative term, that's why I put it in quotes. But a lot of the Ran's material is taken sometimes without actually formally attributing. So even if he does say it, I believe it's the Ramban. Okay. Fine. So let's go to Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Any questions about that? Otherwise, we're going to go on in the Gemara. Yeah. Yes. No, there's in situations where it's mutter to taste. In other words, just as it's clear that truma of a if we had a truma issue, you could give it to a kohen to taste. So the Shach says that when you deal with ti'ima shel heter, then in other words, when the Ramah says we don't use a kfela, it's not that we don't rely upon ti'ima; it's we don't use a guy. But a Jew who could be tasting, and what would that be? That would be, what's that? A kohen for truma, or he gives examples. I think he gives the example, not my exact example, but basar or chalav, not basar b'chalav, but basar or chalav. You want to know if it's fleishik or milchik. So there you could rely upon ti'ima. Or theoretically, if you want to get real iser, how could you have a case of te'ima? By a chola sheish basakana, that's the only food available. So if he tastes it and tells you there's no tam of the iser, and he's allowed to eat him in marav shach, either it's machalos heteros, there is such a word, or it's a machalos heteros, but he's mesukan. So if he tells you that he doesn't taste any of the treif in it and they're leftovers, so then you could eat it. Okay, it's obviously a strange case, but theoretically, any time that that it's mutter for Yisrael to taste it, to eat it, so then you can rely upon Timas Yisrael. I think when I was in Yoreh De'Ashir, I didn't say it Lemaisa because I've never heard of anybody actually doing that, but I'm not really sure why, on what grounds anybody could argue against the Shah. I mean, he's correct. As the Ramah just says, Kfela, unless you say the Ramah, he has Rayas to that. So I don't know. There may be some Achron who disagree, but it's very difficult. I don't know if they disagree on the main point, but Pashtus is correct. I've never heard of anybody doing that, but it makes perfect sense. Shalom?
Every mashgiach should be trained in case testing. Just in case we don't have something that's like flishic, they just tell us.
But according to the Rashba, you wouldn't need an expert. You need a stam person.
No, but he's just saying, it's not that you need an expert, but you want someone who's going to be confident to be able to pronounce something. So as part of your thing, you should be aware that you're going to be tasting stuff. So get a little practice. I mean, it helps to have practice. I know what you're saying. Fine. Anyway, it can be Yotze the other Shitas. All right, now let's turn to the Gemara on the Datsadi Zayin Amid Beis. This is there are going to be a few very difficult Gemaras here. Each piece is a topic in its own right. So let's start with the story. Okay. Hanu At Mehosa. So when he says Ravina Asar, what does that mean? Asar, he prohibited what? The entire thigh. That's what it would appear. Okay, and Ravina and Rav Acha bar Rav disagreed. Okay, some of you were wondering who he. What's that?
What else could Asar?
Could they klipa or something like that? If you don't know anything about Malicha, so if you didn't salt it, of course you could eat everything except for the Gid Anasha and the Shuman. So who says that Malicha makes it Asar? Okay, so we know that sort of already, so we have a sense. So it doesn't say Kedei Kliba, but it could have meant that. Now, just for those, a number of you asked me, Rav Acha Brei de Rav is the correct Girsa, number one. Number two, there is no imaginary dialogue taking place here. Some people thought that this might be many generations apart, because Ravina is a seventh generation Amora, and Rav, after all, is a first generation Amora, but Rav Acha Brei de Rav is not Rav's son. I mean, he is Rav's son, but not the Rav that you know and love. Okay, a different Rav that maybe you would know and love if you actually knew him. So Rav Acha Brei de Rav is a seventh generation Amora. Okay, so it's a perfectly reasonable dialogue to be taking place. So what happens now? And Mar Bar Rav Ashi, since Rav Ashi was which generation? Sixth generation. So therefore, Mar Bar Rav Ashi also makes a person who makes sense in this context.
Ravina and Rav Ashi weren't in the same generation?
Yeah. No. Rav Ashi dies, 429? And Ravina dies 499? if we know which Ravina, is there more than one Ravina? So no. Mm-hmm. Ravina Ravashi did not convene a convocation to be hosted in the Shas. That, I'll just put it that way. Whether or not they are the ones actually responsible for it can be discussed and debated, I think the answer is pretty clear not. But certainly, most certainly, the two of them probably never met each other. It's a fair bet, no?
Whoever did it remains anonymous.
Yes, okay. But even if it was, Ravina was the... it was Ravina, not Ravashi. Okay. So you have this... So basically, they come, Amar Ravashi, and they asked him, and what does he say? Abba Shari means?
My father said it's okay.
My father said it's okay. All right, and a few of you have heard this in different contexts from me, but the word Abba means my father. Okay, it means the father, which means my father. So Abba Shari, my father permitted it. So Amar Le.
My was Ravina's reasoning.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? The Amar Shmo, Maliach Harehu Proseah. That Shmuel say that Maliach is like Rosea, and Kibush Harehu Kibush. Kibush is like Kibush.
So if you pickle it, if you salt it, it's like it's Roseach. If you pickle it, it's like it's Mavushal. Is that what you're thinking? So this is what he says to him. So Ha'amar Shmuel.
Ha'amar Shmuel lo shamu ela shnitzbashal ba, aval nitzvah ba, chodesh ba'ochal ad shmigeh l'git. Right, if you roasted it, you can eat it and sell the gift.
L'chiteima.
L'chiteima mai kroseach, the ka'amar kroseach mavushal.
So my kiroteach the ka'amar, the kiroteach the mavushal. If that's what you want to say, if that's what you're thinking to say, that roseach means roseach or mavushal.
Aha. Rama the ka'amar kibush hare good mavushal. Niklal roseach sleep ka'amar.
And kasha. Now, what in the world is going on here? What is the problem? What is bothering me? What?
Their conversation sounds like
a
problem?
No. There's something doesn't make sense, Chaim.
There's no question. There's lack of source. There's no history.
Let's look at the steps. Rav Acha bar Rav says to Ravina, what are you thinking in answering the whole thing? You're thinking because Shmuel said that Maliach Kiroseach and Kavush Kimavushal means, therefore, that if Maliach is Kiroseach, it's like you cooked it, right? Now, and therefore you think that the entire thing is Usser, just as if you had cooked it. But Shmuel says that the din of the Mishnah only applies if you cook it, not if you roast it. Now, did they cook it here? No. Did they roast it here? No. They salted it. Okay, but Maliach Kiroseach. Now, when he said my daitech, and then Mar Baravashi, who says that Rav Acha Barav says to him, what are you thinking? So, what does he think he's thinking when he says Maliach Kiroteach and Kavish Kimavushal? Ari?
He's already assuming the premise in the second part of it.
Yeah. He's already assuming, it would appear from the question, that Maliach, that at this stage in the Gemara, Maliach Kiroteach means Kiroteach the Mavushal. That's what you are thinking. So then, and therefore, you think that the entire thing is Aser. But I'm going to show you what? That Shmuel doesn't necessarily Aser, right? Sli, he doesn't treat as Aser in the entire thing. Now, where has Sli been mentioned until now? It hasn't been mentioned. No. I mean, within this discussion, it hasn't been mentioned. But it certainly sounds like. In other words, Rav Acha Breid the Rav knows Shmuel's statement that Maliach Kiroseach Kavush Kimavushal. When he says to him, what does he do with that statement? In other words, you're right. So you don't like his claim that Maliach hashers the whole thing because you know that Shmuel says that Sli doesn't hasher the whole thing. But what at this point, How does Rav Acha Brei Devav read that statement? Moliach Kerosach Kavush Kemavushal. Jeremy? Sounds like he reads that as Moliach Kiroteach Ditzli and Kavush Kemavushal. And the whole point is, Shmuel says that if you're Tzolda the Gid, it only Asush Kidei Klipa, not the whole thing. So if the Gemara stopped right here, it would make perfect sense. But the question, it seems, at least at first glance, the question that Rav Acha Brei Devav is asking Ravina is premised upon a reading of Maliach Kiroteach and Kavush Kemavushal. And how does he know that Maliach Kiroteach Ditzli and Kavush Kemavushal? And how does he know? How does he know that Kavush is Kiroteach Ditzli? That Maliach is Kiroteach Ditzli? And not and it's not like Mavushal, Yehuda. No. Why does the Gemara say he knows that must be so? It doesn't say from the fact that Mavushal is used one place and Roteach the other. Where does the Gemara say that, Yehuda? Only afterwards. But right now, before he says like this. First, he's docha the question. He's docha his view based upon the problem. And then he says that if you're going to say to me, but you already said that, meaning it appears, at least the first read, and Rashi I think was bothered by this, that Rav Acha Brei Devav in his question was assuming that Maliach Kiroteach Ditzli, and it can't be why, and it can't be like Roteach the Mavushal. Why not? Because we know that Shmuel says that that lo shanu al nispashabo aval nitzlabo kol efiocha. So in effect, Shmuel, at this point, Rav Acha Brei Devav has already reached the conclusion that roteach means roteach tzli, and that roteach tzli asers what? Kidei klipa. And how does he know that? Because of Shmuel's other maimer. So now, after he says that, to say v'chi tema, my kiroteach, the ka'amar, kiroteach the mavushal, and if you're going to say that the roteach he's talking about is the roteach of mavushal, but didn't you already demonstrate that it's roteach tzli?
Asking, it sounds like he's just repeating himself. If you infer that
Rav Acha Brei Devav, it doesn't make sense. The chitema was already the havamina. Does people hear the question?
How did he demonstrate that?
You don't hear the question. Yeah. I may have explained it. I may have finally understood it myself. Explained it well enough to avoid the question. But the Gemara starts out. I'll take my problem here is as follows. I'm brainwashed. I know that roteach maleach roteach means kiroteach tzli, and I know what Shmuel's din is by tzli, and therefore I know that Maliach only asers kidei klipa. Okay? Right? That's what we accept. So now read the question. Why do you think that the entire Yerech is asur? You think, because Shmuel said Maliach harei kiroteach. And what does roteach mean? Roteach ditzli, that's what it means.
Be only kept
people. How do we know that? Because we know that. That's why. Correct. Exactly. So why does he turn around and say v'chitema later?
If you question that assumption, then
so then what? So what's going to happen then? It's an amazing havamina. You're going to say, and this is why I found it so difficult. You're going to say that Maliach asers like Mavushal, but Tzli doesn't. Imagine you're going to say Maliach is kiroteach, and an asher's kulo, and Sli doesn't. Now it's very hard to imagine saying that. Why, in other words, this is svara too, guys. What's the svara? Why should Maliach be kiroteach that Sli and not kiroteach the mavushal? Ari, what?
In the second part, it's because it said mavushal for one.
No.
Because it's dry.
But isn't that how we knew it in the first place? In other words, why is that first introduced later? Hold on one second there. Moshe said it correctly. The reason why we assume, the reason why Shmuel would say that Sli is only a Kedei Klipa is because there's no mashke, there's no rotev to spread it all around. That's the assumption, the maskana that we work with. It's a logical assumption. Maliach doesn't have a liquid to circulate it around. So it's hard. Now, apparently, initially the Gemara seems to ignore that. And Rashi, I think, is actually coming to point that out to you. In other words, it could be, what when we say Maliach Kiroteach, what does that mean? It means if you salt it, it's like it's really hot. Now, and what does it mean that it's like it's really hot?
It has to mean spread everything out.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Does Tzli spread everything out? Is Tzli Roteach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like
does it spread everything out?
No.
No? So what he says to him is, what he says is that you're going to tell me Maliach HaReo KiRoteach. And therefore, it spreads everything out like roteach. But I'm going to show you another kind of roteach. I'm going to show you another kind of roteach that doesn't spread everything out. Tzli. Now, if you're going to tell me, so what has he demonstrated up until now? He hasn't demonstrated that Maliach only asers like Tzli. He has only demonstrated that being roteach does not automatically asser everything. That being roteach does not automatically asser everything. Now,
roteach literally means boiled. Right?
Yes, boiling means extremely hot.
Okay.
Now you might say, though, okay, fine, it's true that Shmuel doesn't asser every roteach, but maybe Shmuel doesn't asser tzli, but maybe when he said kavush that maliach roteach, he meant like roteach the mavushal. So you're right. When all you know from Shmuel's memra by Gedi, but by Nitzla Bagid, you know that Roteach of Tzli doesn't answer everything, but and Roteach of Mavushal does. Maybe Maliach is not Ki Roteach of Tzli. Maybe it's Ki Roteach of Mavushal. And to that, the Gemara says that's linguistically or structurally impossible given the statement of Shmuel. But the when I read this Gemara, maybe it's only me, but I think Rashi did also. When he presents the way I understood Rav Acha bar Rav initially, when he says to Ravina, "My daiteh, why are you holding that the salting asers everything?" The Amar Shmuel Maliach Kuroteach, it meant Kuroteach Ditzli and Kavush Kemavushal, and you're assuming, of course, that Kavush Ditzli asers everything. And now I'm going to show you that Kavush Ditzli does not asser everything. Why? Because Shul says Yerach Shenitzla Bogid is Kol Efeocha. So if now the Gemara, now Rav Acha bar Rav turns around and says, and if you're going to say that Mahu, that Maliach, that my Kiroteach, the Kamar, Kiroteach, the Tzli, well, isn't that what he said earlier? Kiroteach, the Mavushal, isn't that what he rejected earlier? Wasn't the whole question based upon the fact, wasn't it based upon the fact that, wasn't it based upon the fact that he understood, well, maybe not, that Maliach Kiroteach meant that it was like Mavushal, that it answered everything? So, if you don't understand, some of you understood what was bothering me. So, but now I'm going to reread the Gemara one more time. Yeah.
So you're really just saying it's repetitive?
Yeah. In other words, the premise of the
last
line was already assumed in the first line.
That when he put the whole statement in there of Maliach Kiroteach and Kiroteach the Mavushal, that implied that it's not Kim Mavushal. When he restates that later, that you might have thought it was Kim Mavushal, that was redundant.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, but the truth is, I think it actually can be read simply, and I think that's what Rashi is actually saying in that one line. Yeah.
When you explain Rav Acha's initial halamina for Ravina, could you say it in terms of
So this is a tricky part. Originally, he says to him, "You think that you think that when Shmuel says Maliach Harehu Kiroteach and Kavush Harehu Kemevushal, you think that it means, I think the best way of saying it is like this. You think that Maliach is like Roteach of Tzli. And Kavush is Kimavush. That's not the way. Now it's hard for me to say because you think like it's Roteach of Tzli and it answers everything. Something's bothering me. Maybe can it maybe? One second. Now let me try it one more time, and if not, then I'm gonna put it aside because I'm not doing a good job of explaining it. He says to him, "You think that Shmuel says Maliach Harehu Kiroteach and Kavush Harehu Kemevushal? Harehu Kiroteach is the same thing as Kavush Harehu Kemevushal." Now, if you're going to say that, and the assumption is, and the assumption behind this is that if Maliach is this way, and so you're assuming that Maliach Kiroteach means it answers everything like Mevushal. It's just that, you know, another way of saying it. And then obviously it follows in the Kal Vachomer if Maliach answers everything. Certainly Tzli does.
That's why
I said when you read with sort of knowing the hierarchy, that's the way one would read the Gemara.
Without knowing, that's
the way you read the Gemara. Okay. Then he says, but Shmuel holds that Tzli is only answers this way. Mm-hmm. Now you turn around and say, the Chitema, that Mauk, my Kiroteach, the Ka'amar, Kiroteach, Vushal, but that was your Habamin originally. What has changed?
You're saying the original reading is not to connect Kiroteach with Tzli.
Correct.
In other words,
it doesn't say that. All it says is Maliach Kiroteach. So then what has the Gemara been Mechadesh? The second time around, that was the way you were reading it originally, and you rejected it. How is Shmuel's din of Tzli prove that Maliach Kiroteach doesn't mean it answers the entire thing? Why?
The Maliach would without Tzli answering the entire thing, which doesn't make any sense.
My assumption is that Shmuel's din of Tzli proves. It proves that on the assumption that Maliach can be no greater than that, that Maliach Kiroteach is not Kimavushal. It's not Kimavushal. It proves that it's Kiroteach Tzli. Now you turn around and you repeat the question. That's the way I read that. I think. Thank you. That's the way I read the Havamina. The Havamina was that you had a hierarchy, and you see that Tzli, which has to be greater than Maliach, only asus kidei klipa. So you see that that Maliach Kiroteach cannot be Kiroteach just like Mevushal, but it must be Kiroteach Tzli. Now, but that's not correct. That's not what the Gemara was saying, and that's what Rashi comes to tell you otherwise. Yeah, Ari?
Why in that first reading do you even assume that Tzli is an idea in the
question? Because it just says, I'll tell you why. I told you because I'm brainwashed already. I know what Shmuel means, at least according to the Maskan of the Gemara, and it's a well-known din, Maliach Kiroteach Tzli, and it makes sense in the context of the Gemara, right? Because what does Shmuel present the contradiction from? I'm explaining to you why I would have misread the Gemara. What does Shmuel present the contradiction from? Let me ask you the question: what is the stira? What is the stira between what Shmuel said? what is the contradiction between Shmuel saying Maliach Karoteach and Kavash Kamavushal and saying that Maliach Karoteach means it osters everything, and Tzli only ostering Kedei Klipa?
When Shmuel, in the first statement of Shmuel, Maliach Hariyu Kedoseach, Kavosh Hariyu Kedoseach, he's saying that there are two distinct things.
Okay.
And so, like, they have to be different. How can you, so, like, the...
No, that's the maskana, that's the last part of the Gemara, that's the last line. The fact that you say, Maliach Kedoseach means Kavosh Kedoseach means Maliach is not Kedoseach. Right? But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara hasn't come on to that yet. So right now, the Gemara is asking a question. You say that Maliach Hariyu Kedoseach Kavash Hariyu Kamavushal, and therefore if you salt the Gidanasha, it's all Aser. But Shmuel says that if it's Nisbashoba, if it's Nitzlaba, it's not Aser. So what's the Stira?
So we're reading it as question answer, question answer. And this doesn't
yes.
say about the Gemara.
Yeah.
I was reading it as assumption disputes. One long.
But it's not presented that way. That's what's bothering me. So in other words, why does the Gemara think this is stira? But he said, Shmuel says, Maliach Karoteach, Kavash Kamavushal. On the other hand, Lo Shanu Elanis Benitzla is Mutter. So why is there stira between those two statements? Does Shmuel, one, talk about Tzli? Maliach Karoteach, Kavash Kamavushal. He doesn't talk about Tzli. So why is that even a stira?
Well, I thought the stira was, how could you say that they're both the same thing? We know that Shmuel holds that there are two types of cooking. There's one that's Tzli and one that's Bishl.
He doesn't say anything about Tzli in the first statement. How is there a contradiction?
The contradiction is, Ravina, you want to say that Roseach means Mevushal. Yes, that's, you want to say that it means that it's Osir's the whole thing. How could you say that? Because he describes it in two different ways.
No, that's the end. But I'm telling you, we don't know that question at the end yet. The only stira that's presented is between Shmuel, who says, Maliach Karoteach Kavash Kamavushal, and Shmuel says that if you tzola the gid, it's that only asus kidei klipa. So my assumption is as follows, that what he was proving to him when he said that Shmuel holds that if you tzola bo, it's only asus kidei klipa, is that what he proved to him was that Maliach Kiroteach doesn't mean Maliach Kimavushal. It means Kiroteach Ditzli or something like that. So then you turn around and say, right? In other words, what he was trying, this is stir, I'll try again. I know this is hard, but you have a statement to Shmuel, Maliach Karoteach Kavash Kamavushal. We know what Kavash Kamavushal means, that's simple. Maliach Karoteach means if you salt it, it's like it's hot. Somehow there's a stira between that and Shmuel's din of Yerash and Nitzla Bogid. It doesn't aser, except for Klipa. What's the stira? What's the stira that Rav Achav Rei the Rav sees? I presume because he says that if Maliach, I assume what he's trying to demonstrate to Ravina is that when it says Maliach Kiroteach, when it says Maliach Kiroteach, that means Kiroteach Ditzli, not Kiroteach Demavushal. And what's the din of Roteach Ditzli according to Shmuel? We know Beferish. It only asks Kidei Klipa. Okay? So the Havamina that Ravina might have had with Shmuel's statement is Maliach Kiroteach of Mavushal. Maliach Kiroteach of Mavushal. And it asers everything. And what he demonstrates to him is that that line, otherwise it would be stira, that doesn't mean Maliach Kiroteach Demavushal. It means Kiroteach Tzli, and therefore it must only aser Kidei Klipa. Now, you can ask who says to read it that way? You don't have to, but that appears to be what Rachab Rei the Rav is doing. You agree with that? And if that's the case, why does he turn around v'chi tema, unless you say to me, my kiroteach, that was what you wanted to say in the first place, and I told you that that's not so. How he knew it wasn't so, we're not told. In other words, you could have said, Maliach is like roteach or mevushal, Kavosh is kemavushal, Tzli is a different din, we're more makel on Tzli. You could have, but whatever the logic was, there was a logic based upon which he rejected it. But you don't now turn around and say, v'chi tema, that was what he wanted to say in the first place. In other words, Rav Acha Bar Rav wanted to say in the first place that Maliach ki roteach mevushal.
Well, yeah, but then how do we know that that's not just then Rav Acha explaining what was my logic? My logic is, lest you say this.
Because you would have presented it initially. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's the derech of the Gemara. The chitema is usually the next step. But you've already worked that step out earlier.
Well, it wasn't very clear. Like, we certainly don't know what that is.
I agree. So unless you want to argue, you know, I hear what you're arguing, but Rashi was bothered by, I'm almost certain Rashi was bothered by the question. He was bothered by the question, and he solves the problem. In fact, if I'm writing the media of Rashi, it proves that he was bothered by my question, but of course it's a little circular, right? Marlon? We'll look at Rashi in a second.
I'm not sure if I can accept your supposition, because if what you're saying is correct, that means the original reading that we say that Rava is taking, that Ravina is challenging of him, supposes that we would read, right, Malia Kerotea Kimavushal, correct?
Correct. Well, in other words, you think Malia Kerotea, which means what? It answers everything.
Right, but how would he think that when it couldn't make sense in context? Because, you know, it goes Malia Karehu Kerotea. And assumes that they're both two separate things.
That I understand.
Otherwise, it would be Harehu Kedis 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 Kedis.
No, I understand why you, but the Gemara only says that later. That's what I think. Clearly, it's a his Havamina Maliach Karoteach. The one thing is clear: the Havamina Maliach Karoteach of Ravina, as Rav Acha Bar Rav puts it to him, Maliach Karoteach means what? The Havamina. It means it answers everything, which means it's like Mavushal. Now, what's this? What's that?
That step right there. Ravina thinks that Sli answers
it. What's that? No, Ravina can't think that. One second.
Why can't Ravina think that Sli answers
it? No. Forget the term you put in there. Maliach Kiroteach, he thinks means it answers everything, which is the same din as Mavushal. Okay?
Maybe Ravina thinks that that's also the same din, right? Sli. And therefore, he says, wait a minute, but Shmuel says that Sli doesn't answer everything. And then he asks, okay, but Itay, maybe you'll say that Rotath is Kim Shal, which answers everything. But that can be because the statement itself.
So that's the part that's bothering me, but there's a reason you can't say that. Let me just think for a second why.
Can you repeat?
Hold on, I gotta. This is the part that keeps throwing me off. This thing make me crazy. Okay, so I'll tell you the following. It's possible you might be able to say that. I'll tell you what the problem with saying that is. The problem with saying that is where, in other words, where do you see that in the Gemara, that he's assuming that it's kiroteach, that sli, but it answers everything. And what I mean by that is, the one thing you do see is hamaleach hareu kiroteach, that means it answers everything. Kiroteach and sli are not the same word. So what exactly at this point is the stira?
The only way there would be a stira, I understand, is if Ravina assumes that Rotath is Ditzli. Then the stira makes sense.
No, but why doesn't he immediately assume that Ravina assumes that Rotath means Kimavushal?
Then the stira doesn't again assume the stira.
I want to know, why does he assume that Ravina is going to read that statement as Kitzli?
Because how compelling the Chitema answer is.
What's that?
Because of how compelling the Chitema
is. Agreed, but the Gemara hasn't introduced that yet.
Right, but he's already thinking it. And then at the end of his... he comes in and he says, and by the way, you can't even assume the other way because of...
Okay. So I hear where you're going with that. I want to show you what... let's look at Rashi for a second. Let's take a look at this Rashi. Rashi says...
Which one?
There's only one on this. My daitech asusle. Im yishum nishmul da'amar. V'ha roteach giddaha chashari. The Amar Shmuel called like the Ohel. And Rashi does not say what you say. What does Rashi say? It's a very different way. It might be similar, but it's a very different way of saying it. This is, I think, what Rashi is saying. The Gemara starts out the following. What's your Havamina? Maleach Harei Kuroteach. Kavosh harei kamavushal. You think that Shmuel says that Maliach is kirod tayach, and obviously if Maliach is treated, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? That even though Maliach is not thermally hot, but it's as if it's hot. Maliach kirod tayach. And you think, you assume, this is similar to what you're saying, but not because he's making an assumption that it's roteach ditzli. You're assuming that all roteach asters the entire thing. So,
give me just 2 minutes.
So he's assuming that roteach, all roteach asters the entire thing. So he says, I'll prove to you that roteach doesn't automatically asser the entire thing. And just because he says maliach roteach doesn't necessarily mean that it's all asser. Namely what? Because if you tzola the gid inside the yerech, it only asers kedei klipa. So what do you see? That roteach is not an automatic ticket. It's not an automatically prove that maliach that maliach asers the entire thing. Okay. But what's important is at this point he hasn't proven that it only asers kedei klipa by tzli. All he's proven is that Shmuel's statement of kiroteach does not automatically imply whatever roteach means does not automatically imply. That it means the entire thing is usher. Okay? So you can't prove from that one line. However, whatever, all he wanted to read is maliach roteach, that it ushers the entire thing, because roteach must usher the entire thing. The answer is no, it doesn't necessarily usher the entire thing. Now, he turns around, okay, but you're going to turn it, so now what we know, what do we know now that we didn't know until now? We know that there's a din that mavushal ushers the entire thing, and we know that there's a din that sleet does not usher the entire thing. And those are the only two kinds of roteach we know. So now the question is, when Shmuel says Maliach Kiroteach, which one does he mean? So up until now we haven't made a decision. We didn't make any assumptions because we didn't realize that there's Roteach and there's Roteach. Now that we know that there's two kinds of Roteach, now you want to say to me, So Shmuel says Tzli only asters Kedei Klipa. But Maliach, you're going to tell me it's like Mavushal, that Maliach Kiroteach and Kavosh Kavushal are the same thing? Linguistically that can't be.
You're asking a generic question, which is, whenever in the beginning of our sugya, when I asked the theorist Rabuna and Shmuel, and who says they don't argue? So the answer might be pligi, but the derech of the Gemara, you know, precursor to the Baal HaTosis, is preferred to be mamay to machlokas. You're right, but so working with the.
I understand that's not the way that.
And also, we would. I think there's also a general desire not to have, if there's no debate among the earlier Amoraim on an issue. We'd rather not have a later Amora, really later Amora, going out on a limb and ignoring it, you know, and arguing. It's not that it's campy. You know, as the Kesef Mishnah says about Amoraim and Tanaim, the decision not to argue is convention. Okay? So there's no convention that a later Amora can argue with an early Amora, but they don't like to. So they prefer, it might be that Pligi could be the answer, but they prefer not to have that. But that's a generic question, not specific to this.
But in the case of our Sugya ends in Akashia, why is that much better? There's like...
So the answer is not a tiyufta. You're not going to have a tiyufta when there's no... So it could be ravine. Again, the Gemara's assumption is that nobody disagrees with this. That this particular din, at least. Sometimes the Gemara will introduce something by saying upliga. You know, Rav Acha bar Rav assumed... I mean, another way of looking is Rav Acha bar Rav assumed that the only possible way Ravina could have gotten this din was based upon Shmuel's statement. How else would he know that Maliach karoteach, that Maliach should aser? Maliach's cold. Right? You normally, you're Rav, you get a Shaila, the first thing you want to know, was it hot or was it cold? It's cold, that's usually, most of the time, it's a no-brainer, it's going to be Mutar.
He just doesn't read the Mishnah the way Shmuel reads it.
No, the Mishnah doesn't talk... No, one second.
No, Shmuel says the Mishnah is not talking about
this. No. But the point is, where would Ravina have gotten his din in the first place from? From Shmuel's statement, Maliach Kiroteach. That's the only way he would have come on to this idea, that if he assaulted, it's going to be Usher. The Mishnah never talks about salting in this context and asering. I know of no Mishnah that talks about by salting things that's like kokina. No such thing. Shmuel was machadish. I mean, it wasn't machadish, it was transmitting. Maliach kiroteach.
The whole premise of Shmuel's okimta was that you could read Sli as mubusha. And the whole point is that you shouldn't read Sli as mubusha.
No, the point is Shmuel was the only basis for Ravina is going to be Shmuel's Memra. Now they're only debating what does Shmuel's Memra mean. Maliach kiroteach kavosh mavushal. The answer is it clearly does not mean maliach kiroteach.
Ravina could not have disagreed with Shmuel's din. But reads it differently than.
Well, he misreads it is the point. In other words, because the whole makor for saying that when you salt it, the Mishnah spoke about cooking. Shmuel spoke about roasting. You could have on our own may have said they have the same din.
But the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a case where they salted it. So where would Ravina have gotten off on the idea that it was mutter? That it was usher. The answer is only because Shmuel said something. Well, we're proving that you misunderstood what Shmuel said. Shalom?
One of the tests that we read yesterday,
yes.
Jumps on Ravina because he's a late Amora, but he still holds the Yeshmita Minot in town. But it's clear from the Sugya that both of them are.
No, it could be Shimon Shogid. Rishonim point this out. You don't know if it's the Gid that's Asur and the Shimon Shogid.
But I'm saying that both of them are assuming the question is only, my question is,
the Kash is only against the Rivam.
The question is only on Ravina. When Tosafot asks the question, you only ask on Ravina, but both of them are holding that. Because the
no, we don't know what the other one held.
Even though he's holding Mutter,
we don't know what they mean. Mutter could be Legamre. I'm filling in Kedei Kli, but just, you know, but it doesn't say that. Shari can be Lagamri. Moshe?
Rashi seems to be reading it also, sort of almost ignoring, in some ways ignoring the second half of this
field. Ignoring
the
Vachitema. Of course he ignores the Vachitema, because the fact that it's only the Vachitema means it's not being assumed now.
Right.
It's exactly the point.
I understand that, but it seems strange that he would do that. In other words, you have the Vachitema right there, and it seems like...
So that means you're not allowed to assume it now. You only can assume it when you get... That's a rule. The Sugya introduces a concept later, as if it was like, it discovered America. You assume it had it known about America in the earlier part of the Sugya. That's the way it always works.
So what we were wondering is whether the Masandra HaGemara in this case sort of put things in a funny order.
So that's what... Who was saying that here? That's what Avi was saying. I'm not willing to accept that. You know, it's possible, except that it means the Masada was brainwashed too, like I was. And Rashi, the first thing you got to figure out, is it possible to read this sugya not otherwise? The fact is, I'll just tell you from experience, there are no seams here. In other words, sometimes there are obvious seams that you can sort of fill in. There aren't seams here that make it look like, you know, that this is really a later addition to the sugya. This really just is the natural flow of a sugya. Question, answer, v'chitema, no, that's not going to work either. That's the normal flow. Okay. I don't want to beat this totally to death. So bottom line, again, is that this, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, I think this is the only way to read the Gemara, is that Rav Acha said to Ravina, where do you get this idea that Maliach asers things? Maliach areyo kiroteach. Okay? And kavash areyo kumavushal. So you assume based upon that Maliach is kiroteach, and if something is really hot, it asers everything. Okay? By definition. And as roteach must mean the entire thing is aser. But I'm going to show you, not that maliach doesn't aser the entire thing, but I'm going to show you that just because something is roteach does not automatically mean that everything is aser. And that's again what Rashi says, v'ha roteach the gid the hachashari. That's why he says roteach the gid. The word roteach doesn't appear by gid. The whole point is roteach the gid, because it's hot, doesn't aser everything. So how do you know that even if maliach can roteach, how do you know that means that it asers the entire thing? Rechi tema, that maliach kiroteach is like mavushal. Now there's okay, so but it's an open question. Now we want to know which is more likely. When we say maliach, and we know that now there are two, at least, there are probably only two kinds of roteach in food. Bishul and slate. With liquid, without liquid. The only two possibilities. So now, and we know that with liquid, asers everything. We know without liquid, slate, asers almost nothing. So now we're going to have a discussion. When Shmuel said maliach areyo kiroteach, which one did he mean? Well, the answer is based upon the style of the Memra. Based upon the style of the Memra, it's pretty clear that he held that it only that there are two different things. There's roteach, which must mean titzli, and there's mavushal, which means bishul. Okay, and therefore maliach only asers the same way that tzli asers.
Is the vachitema basically pointing out the svara?
No, stop. It's going back to exactly what they said before.
No. I'm asking, is the vachitema pointing out the svara of lining up Liach Kavush and Bishul?
Vachitema is rejecting the possibility of not doing that. And that we haven't got until you get to the Vachitema, all we know is that sometimes we don't know anything about Maliach. We know that Roteach sometimes asers, sometimes it doesn't aser. We don't know right now what Shmuel meant by Roteach when he said Maliach Roteach. We don't know which one.
We don't know that Roteach is an attribute of the cooking process rather than something the cooking process in and of itself. In other words, there's a Roteach of Tzli and there's a Roteach of Bishul.
We don't know. We know what Mavusho means in the second part, and we know what its din is. When we say Maliach Kiroteach at this stage, we don't know what the din is. We know it's Kiroteach, but Roteach means different things.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Go on. I know for some people it's overkill, but Rashi wrote very, 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 very carefully. And Rashi is the most difficult Rishon to learn for that reason, because he's compact and condensed. But if you have a better interpretation, think about it and bring it to me. Okay. Amar of Chanina. Whoever's reading, read. If you're okay.
Amar of Chanina, Tishayin Nasharin. Nasharin Berotev, Kiva, Machatizos, Vera. Ekataamri, Vera Atzmaz, Ekataamri, Bemai, Zedbolik.
End of discussion. Ooh, this is no fun. Kishahin Misharin. Now, one general observation here. I don't know what to do with the structure of this entire sugya. Where does this statement belong? Correct. Or even arguably, it belongs later on Daf Tzadi Pesam and Beis when we have the Pisgah Ketzad Misharinan Kibasa Barashe Lefasas. So I would have said Kishemisharinan, Kishehain Misharin, Misharim Erotiv of a Kippa. That's where it belongs. It's really going back on effect on Rava's statement, but to some extent Rava's statement doesn't belong here either. Rava's statement doesn't belong here either. What is the sugya fundamentally really going to be about? What part of the Mishnah are we really on? There are two dinim stated in the Mishnah. First one is the Miyeshba Beno Saint Tama Rezo Asura. The second statement is Ketzad Misharin. Most of our sugya is going to be about No Saint Tam. First we spoke about No Saint Tam of Bishul versus No Saint Tam of Tzli, and whether Chelev is No Saint Tam in all parts of it. Rava interrupts and says, oh, by the way, here's the way you calculate different things. Here's the way Mishar, Shishim, Kfela, Tam. Then we go back and have another case of what is No Saint Tam, the argument over Malicha between Rav Acha Brei Derav and Ravina. Now all of a sudden the Gemara jumps back, Kishahein Misharin, Misharin Berotev of Akipo Vachatichos. And then the Sugya, you can argue with me when it starts to go back the other way. Is really going to dive into No Saint Tam and the whole din of Tam Kikar. So the whole flow of the sugya, I don't know what to do with it. It was like a child who took different pieces and just threw them on the board and they came out this way. A literary analysis is in order, but a poetical literary analysis is in order, but I'm not really sure what it's going to yield. Maybe someone, in their time, which is Lo Yom Velo Laila, hanging on out the window of the fifth floor of the library, will be met with an inspiration as to what. Again, all the pieces are sort of relevant to the Mishnah, but it's like jumbled, and I don't know what's going on. See, Rava was an incidental interruption. I can explain that. I mean, this is what makes people crazy learning Gemara, right? Because it seems disorganized, and the truth is very rarely is the Gemara actually disorganized. You just have to know what the principles of organization are. So Rava's statement, I understand, it's really an aside about Kfela. And then the Gemara jumps back to Gid Anasha. In other words, we had cooking in the Mishnah, we had roasting of Shmuel, and we have salting of the late Amoraim. Now, all of a sudden, you go back to talk about how you Mishair. Or you go forward, because we're not there yet. Okay, but anyway, that said, it says, Kishem Mishair and Mishair be Rotev. What is the Rotev? The soup, the juice. What is the Kippa?
Well,
the kippah is more like it's like a thick sauce. The way Rashi describe it, the pieces of tavlin I think he does say tavlin, basar, but tavlin. So, there's a difference between, you can have a very loose, clear, not broth, but of something that's something. And you can also have something that's, like meatball sauce frequently. There's a lot of stuff in it, right? It's very thick.
He specifically says that it's amitase, pishulek, the remnants, the one that's.
Okay, but they may have mostly liquids, mostly clear liquids, but at the bottom you get some of the stuff. So that's the kippa. Okay, what else do we have in here? Chatichos, that we know, and kedera. What's left?
Sumos.
What's that?
Sumos.
I'm sorry?
Samos, or am I thinking Yerodea?
I don't know what that word is.
Oh, At Samos.
Sorry.
Now, so that's the problem. So there are two Gemaras, two Lashonos. And this is what this is the major difficulty in Rishonim. And while it's a very practical machlokas here, it actually may have a lot of implications. One sheet that the Gemara says, and one ikad amri is kedera atzma, and the other one is my debala kedera. So my debala kedera seems to be pretty clear on some level. Okay, we have to work out the details. What is my debala kedera? It means that which was absorbed in the pot. In other words, you had food in the pot, someone was absorbed. The question is, what does kedera atzma mean? The pot itself. So one, there are only two logical possibilities. Okay, one is the cheres or whatever itself, the pot, the volume of the pot itself. So you want to know, you throw iser into heter, okay, and you have 50 times iser heter connected iser, and if you count the volume of the pot itself as well, you might have 60. So the question is, do you count that or not? Why would you count that? Very, very odd. Why in the world would you count that? Okay. What is the other possibility of kedera atzma? But it's difficult, too, to read this. There's another possibility, which... Jonathan? Everything else that's in the kedera. Now, the truth is, if that's what the statement had meant, it's a little odd that the Gemara should have thought, you know, bibala kedera, because that means two very different things. What?
That could cover everything listed previously.
Oh, well, the other problem is that it seems that everything was listed.
Right.
Right? So, okay, but obviously the reason to push towards that interpretation is because we assume that the cheres itself is a very strange thing to assume, Ben.
So, there has to be something that works in between. So, maybe you could say that when you use the pot and there's something that was food, maybe from previous usages of the pot, it's cooked onto the sides of the pot, then that those things that are stuck on, like as if they were the walls of the pot themselves, but they're not actually, because they're not made out of clay, they're made out of old food particles. Those aren't the food you're cooking now, so those aren't in the list, but those are also included.
No, keep us current food. He's suggesting the old stuff that's, you know, double.
Stuck on the, you know, shulek there and like that.
One second, Rashi says... He doesn't say no. This then misasif just means it settles it. It doesn't mean it's cooked on.
Doesn't Tosfos suggest the first possibility?
For the moment, before we, I want to look at Tosfos just today, and then we'll contend ourselves with that before we go on. This is not the normal order I would do things, but because Rashi is much more involved, and Tosfos is sort of a yotzei dofen shita, let's just deal with Tosfos separately. So what does Tosfos say? Tema. Okay. Very, very mitzias oriented question. You know, that's a reality. If you don't put a lot of heter in the pot, okay, but the pot is a significant amount of volume. I mean, the pot is typically, you know, is can have a significant volume. So if you put a small amount of heter, and then let's say a tenth of iser in that, so you're going to taste that chela for sure, even though if you mitzarif the pot. So Tosfos says that it can't be. The Gemara makes no sense. So clearly Tosfos does understand kedera atzma means the volume of the pot itself. So how did, yeah?
Why would chala be a problem?
Yeah.
Water.
Why would you need to be mevata chalav and mayim? It would be yucky tasting diluted milk. What's the big deal? Chamir sakanta mesir. Okay.
No, but then if you put meat in it.
But that's not what Tosfos says. Okay. Tosfos says that you want to talk about the mayim and the kedera being mitzdare to be mevatel the chalav. Okay. So v'nira the faresh. Okay, so here, pointing to the fact already that kalim do not exude quite as much tam as we theoretically ascribe to them, so Tosfos says what? Here's a case where you cooked a kazayis iser in a pot, and you assume that the pot was balea the entire kazayis, even if we have metzias difficulties with that, we assume that. And now, but we know the pot was also balua meheter. So if the volume of the pot is 50 kazayisim, and you have one kazayis balua iser in the pot, and you can assume that you have 49 zaysim of heter balua, and you have 20 zaysim in the pot itself of heter that you're cooking now. So Tosa says 20 plus 49 is 69 connected the one kazayis of iser, that's balua. Now, balabatishly speaking, it's going to work, because you're probably not going to taste the chela. Okay, and that, now, there's only one problem I have with that. What's the problem with Tosfos? So we understand Tosfos. Tosfos din makes sense. Shalom?
In the case where you have shishim, you say that you can taste it, you can disregard the shishim, you have for taste.
Correct.
With Tosfos' question is kind of crazy, because if you're going to say that you're considering the pot within the shishim, so of course taste it would be right. Even if it was 59, you know, water, one pot, and one chela, and there you tasted it, so then it would also be a problem. And if, even if it was 100 water in one chela...
No, but Tosfos is saying it's mutter to taste it in the first place.
No, I know. So I'm saying... Tosfos' question, it shouldn't be a question, because any time you have shishim, but you can still taste it...
No, but the Gemara is stating a generic din.
Yeah, we have another din that...
No. But you wouldn't expect... Given that the kedera is virtually never... We know. I mean, Tosfos picks a more extreme example, but the Kedera, most of the time, is not actually going to be Misayel Levatel. Right? Forget the case of 50 and 10. Probably 40 and 20 is also not. The Gemara gives it... In other words, when we say Shishim, it means you can assume that you're not going to taste things. It's possible you will, and it's Aser, but that's supposed to be a highly unusual occurrence. In other words, when the Chachamim pick 60, they pick 60 to basically preclude almost everything. That's what they did. So you wouldn't expect a typical case to produce tam. But Tosfos says, we know it's going to produce tam. Josh?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So Tosfos makes sense just reading Tosfos. There's only one difficulty in Tosfos. And this is one of the dangers when reading Rishonim. I know this is going to make a tautological statement, but what is Tosfos' purpose in life? Is it Peirush or the Gemara? Can you take this Tosfos and put it back in the Gemara? $20 if you can. No, okay. I mean, I'm just kidding. Can you put this Tosfos back in the Gemara?
For $20, I'll try.
Which line in the Gemara is Tosfos explaining? The two lines in the Gemara. Tosfos started out explaining Bekdera Atzma. What has he converted Bekdera Atzma into? B'may Debala Kedera. It's a nice explanation for B'may Debala Kedera, but how do you explain Bekdera Atzma?
Maybe this is what he holds.
Chaim, what is your... It's a good question, no?
There's a big difference. Behind the Bala Kedera will be when I'm cooking Isser and Heter together, right? How much the pot itself absorbs. And that's only going to be if it's a...
Slow down. According to Tosfos, what is the case?
Well, there are two things. One is when you do count the entire pot, right? Which is the latter hint that he gives, right? It says...
Which is what? And what do we call that one? No. But it's a case of balua, no?
Yes, it is balua, right? But it's unlike the one we regularly refer to, what's it called? Mandabala Kadera, right? Which is when you don't consider the entire pot, you only consider, you know, up to the water level, whatever the mixture went up to, in terms of that part of the pot. That's what he says in the beginning, right? If you have a 50 gizem pot and you...
Again, the case that Tosfos gives, that you have a pot that's balua meheter and you cook kazayis of iser in it, and now you cook some heter in the pot, okay, and you count the pot towards that. What do we mean, Mishire, there? B'may debala kedera, right? Isn't that what Tosfos is saying? He's not giving a perish of bekdera atzma. He's saying that the may debala kedera, the heter which it was previously balua from, is mitzdarif to the heter in the pot to be mevatel the iser that's balua. By doing so, Tosfos solves his problem with mitzias, right? Because you can't taste the iser anymore. Great, and he does solve the problem. But he has now simply explained what the Gemara says, that misharinan b'mayde bala kedera. Well, how do you explain b'kedera atzma?
He's giving an example where you are misharinan b'mayde bala kedera.
But you're not being misharinan b'kedera atzma. You're misharinan b'mayde bala kedera. That's what he says.
Because what, Jeremy, what would have happened according to Tosfos, at least the way Tosfos reads, what would have been the din if you had cooked one kezias of Isser in this pot and there was nothing ever cooked before in it, and now you cook 10 zesim of heter in the pot? Would Tosfos say that it's batel in this case? Is that what he says? If it would be batel, why does he have to say, why does he have to say v'hi haisa kvar belua meheter? What do you need that for?
Because that is making an okimta. He's saying that's the case where we're going to.
That's the case in Bigdera Atzma?
Where it's balua into the pot, and now you're making a new meal, right? You
I understand. So which the Gemara has two lashonos, Bigdera Atzma and b'may debala kedera. Which is right. This an explanation of?
Which one?
What Tosus says at the end. What Tosus
says at the end, that's Bigdera Atzma.
Really? What do you mean?
That's what he says.
Yeah, because why?
Which is different when you're only making one meal.
Why are misharim?
Right? Why are you misharim
when you're misharim in Bikdera Atzma? What does the Kedera Atzma mean though? If you had never cooked in a heter before, if it wasn't Balua Meheter, would you have been misharim with the pot? According to the way Tosus' answer reads, would you have been misharim with the pot? If you had cooked only one kezias isser and it never cooked anything else in it,
yeah.
Would you be mitzayef the pot to be mevatel the heter? No, because he says v'hi haisa kvar b'lo meheter. Why does he put that line in there? Why is that necessary? Yehuda yada. Where is this Isser? The Nivla Babikdera. Is this in the walls of the pot or just...
No, not in the walls. He's saying it's Balua within the pot, the substance of the pot.
No, but you don't use the term Nivla. You don't use the term Nivla.
Why?
That's what the term Nivla means. Nivla means... You don't say that... You don't. When you have a Isser that falls into heter, you never use the term Balua. Balua means absorbed in the walls.
Maybe it's different.
What? I tell you, that's a monster chiddush. I don't think that's what the word ever means. I understand what you're suggesting, but I don't. The nivla ba b'kedera kezayis chala v'hi haisa kvar belua meheter. Nivla ba b'kedera. Remember, no. By the way, keep in mind. By the way, except for that day in Rishonin that we mentioned that said b'kedera means the rest of the food in the pot. Nobody until now, the simple reading of the Gemara, kedera means the pot, not what that which is within it. So you're introducing that into Tosfos, which is a very big chiddush, right?
The sentence can't hold it up.
And again, when you say v'hi haisa kvar belua meheter, what's the v'hi?
You're talking about the same thing. You can't.
Right? It's got to be the same thing. And what's kvar belua meheter? It is heter. You're saying the isser is nivla and the heter in the pot, and he haisa kvar belua meheter? I don't think you can say that. In your ear?
This might be a stretch, but perhaps Tosfos is subtly trying to say that there is no difference between the ikodera besides the wording.
So that actually occurred to me, because you know there is a shita that says that, the Ritva, but I didn't ask you to look at it. The Ritva, somehow, I don't really understand what he's saying, but if you look in the Ritva, he tries to tie it really, it's the same thing. If you do that, then it solves all problems. You know, that solves all problems to Tosfos. It's very nice, but Tosfos should have said that. Because that's not the postures in the Gemara. So, Shalom?
Maybe Tosfos is assuming that a pot doesn't have a tom, and therefore, either way, I guess sort of like what Yair is saying, but either way, the pot has to be getting the tom from somewhere. So if one has heter, when it had heter before, now we use the whole pot. When we had heter before and it's now in the pot, then we use the whole pot. But when it's not,
right.
We just use whatever is the land now by the pot. And
you say, I understand, but then what do you do with that other line in the Gemara?
So he's saying the case of Kedera Atzma is also about what was Balua in the pot.
So what's the difference between the two?
It's about how much you're using. Is it what's only being cooked now, what could have been absorbed now, or the total pot, since we assumed since before the pot all was totally covered?
How would you know what's...
But
we don't know how much is Balua now of the heter. It could be the entire pot. In other words, whenever you cook something in a pot, you know, theoretically, by Isser, you assume that the entire Isser is mokel in the pot. So maybe the heter also. If you're going to...
You know, the difference is the entire pot is covered.
No, but when you...
meaning Trinidad could be that they kind of come out of the same.
I thought the only time Kosovo has a problem with using the whole pot, because it seems silly, right? You all of a sudden you're going to be Mavatel just based on the pot and just throwing like a
kind of because Tosis wasn't bothered by the idea of using the whole pot. He was bothered by the what really changed from the kash of Tosis to the Teretz. What really changed was from Be'en versus Balua. That's what really changed.
Yeah, but if it's Be'en, then you're Mavatel Hatfila, because you're taking this, oh, by the way, the Kedera has 50, and then you can be magically, there's no head there. Right? All you have is the Kedera. There's no head there. You're Mavatel the Isser because of the pot. That seems like a very far-fetched thing to do.
I agree, but then it means he's rejecting the Teretz and the Gemara, but Deiratzma, because Mamai Debala Kedera is what you're talking about.
No. I think what Shalom's saying is that once you have Heter Balua in the Kedera, then you are supposed to saying, then you can actually use the entire volume of the Kedera. Even if the Balua, what was Nibla, is less than the volume of the Kedera.
I firstly don't think that Tosis assumes that, I'll be then. And B, still, what's the difference between that and Mamai Debala Kedera?
Because it's more than one's Balak.
Why? And as what you're telling me, once something is Balua in the pot, you can treat the whole thing. Some Baheter is Balua one. What's the difference between Tera Atzma and Maida Balak there?
Meaning the case of Tera Atzma is only when there's also Heter that was Balua in the pot.
You want to say that Tera Atzma means once you have some Heter Balua, you are allowed to use the whole pot, whereas if you don't have. Whereas the other Lashon says that if you only have a certain amount of Heter Balua, you can only use that Heter Balua.
No, I think there are also different cases, because one is where the Isser falls into Heter, and now we have to use the Heter plus what was Balua in the pot. And one is the case where Isser fell into the pot earlier, now it's Balua in the pot, and later we're kind of...
Say this one more time, I'm sorry.
The case of Der Atzma is when Isser fell into the pot.
Okay.
Balua in the pot, and then later you're cooking Heter in the pot, and you have to figure out how do we figure out shishim, and you can use the pot in that case.
Why? Is there any Balua in it, other than Isser?
No, so both. So there's Heter first, and then
Isser. Oh, so there was Heter in the pot, right. And Isser. So you're allowed to use... And how much Heter was Balua?
Irrelevant.
But the entire pot, or even less than? Or less than? You want to see the whole pot, or even less than?
I don't really care, because I think that there are different cases. So let's say the whole pot.
Okay.
And then Isser fell in a kazai, and then...
You cook Heter in it.
Then you cook Heter in it.
Okay.
The other case is where you're now in the middle of cooking Heter and Isser falls in. The question is, how do I figure out? And now you're including Balua in the pot, which is what some other Rishonim would say.
So you want to say that Tosis is only...
Because with silence might be those other Rishonim.
So I tell you what the problem I have with this. The problem I have with that is that the, in effect, the Igor Schasser is safer because Tosis is suggesting that the two Lashonos are Kirchot Mizrach Mimarav.
Right. Yep.
Right. Now I'll just tell you. One second. I'll take your question. If you go back, the Maram. I don't know whether he's right or not, but the Maram on Tosis. I don't know how many of you actually learn Marsha. I don't learn them systematically, but. When I was in high school, it used to be sort of a thing that you knew that if you had a problem, Tosis is where you went. If you look in the Maram, I assume the fancy schmancy Gemara is still printed. They may have reprinted it, but if you look in the Maram, in the last Dibur Hamaschel on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, he writes, "B'tosos Dibur Hamaschel Kudamri, v'hi hoisa kvar belua meheter, nira delamanda omar b'ketera atzma misharinan, lo hayatzarach lomar v'hi hoisa kablua meheter, v'lo nakat ela b'shvil manda omar v'may debala kedera misharina." I don't know whether you buy his answer or not, but clearly this is the question that was bothering him. So he says that, enechanami, it's lav davka. Tosos is just trying to encompass both Lashonos. So the first, the Kedera Atzma, Tosfos would say, in effect, this is going where you were saying that even if there was no Heter Balua in the Kedera, if all you have is Isser Balua in the Kedera, and now you cook Heter in the pot, according to this Manda Amar, you're allowed to be Mitzari at the volume of the pot. Now, there's just, in effect, you might see it like this, it's not crazy, a little crazy, not totally crazy, that just as the Heter in the pot absorbs from the Isser and gets flavored by it, so do the walls of the pot. And therefore, if there's enough between the walls and the heter, shishim, it means you're not going to be able to taste it because the taste is going to be too diffuse. And the second Terence says, no, you can't assume that the unflavored walls of the pot itself, that the pot material, the cheres or whatever else it is, actually is going to absorb the flavor to be mevatel, the iser. But if there's food inside the pot, balua, that can be mitzarif with the heter that's be'en, and combined together they can be mevatel. That's probably.
That Tosfos' train of thought was in the beginning. He tried to see if he reconcile the two, and then ended up saying, no, they're basically the same.
What's that?
I'm saying, or you could say that Tosfos' train of thought.
Okay, so that's another possibility. And then.
He ended up saying that they're.
And then you could, you know, try what Shalom has suggested as well, but that would mean two. As you're saying, they're the mamish the same. He's saying they're so far apart they have nothing to do with each other. And the Maram's approach says no, they really they're different, but they're both sort of the same framework that they're coming from.
He has to switch the thing because he takes.
It's funny, yes. Tosa starts with A and then gets to B, right? And he never talks about, you know, he gets to A and then he gets to B sub one, right? And he didn't talk about, but, I can explain half of it to you, but I can explain the first half. It was only the first half that was the kasha. It's the second half, yeah, it's a problem. Tosis doesn't read easy regardless. Alec?
It seems that we're trying to make a kibbutz, that one is talking about one case, one is talking about the other case. Is it possible that really what Tosis is trying to do is go say that when you're putting in something isn't a specified something, it's an across-the-board something, and so if you go to an extreme case of Bakadera Asma, the way that Tosis understands it, as opposed to say the Rashba, that if you go to an extreme case, so then it can't be that, so that he's in fact bringing a riot, that you have to read it the other way. Tosfos isn't trying to explain both sides of the suffix. He's trying to say, no, this is the halacha. The halacha is one halacha.
I think that's difficult. He's trying to explain the Gemara, I think.